Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28, right above the antique clock shop. So if you're walking down the street, you just look up and you will see the big red circle and the Om in the window. You can call 949-415-6718, or you could go to www.omlagunabeach.com. That's omlagunabeach.com for more information. So recently I've been reading this very large book called Mindfulness by Joseph Goldstein, who's a wonderful writer on meditation and all things historically on Buddhism and philosophically as well. So wonderful book. And I had just cracked the book this summer as I was on a little bit of a vacation. And as I'm reading, there were these words that were popping up off the page pretty frequently, dharma, karma, that kind of thing. And I thought, that's so funny that there's words like dharma or karma that we think we already know what it means, but what does it mean in the context of a certain kind of conversation? And so I really started thinking about this word dharma in particular and how that related to meditation. What's the meaning of that when we're talking about meditation? So I looked it up, and the word dharma, which I always took to mean a purpose or a path, that it meant the essential quality of one's own nature. It was a Hindu or Buddhist noun, and it also meant virtue or religion. So I thought, wow, these are three really different kinds of meanings. A virtue, which is a quality in our personality, our character, some behavior that's related to a virtue. Religion, which is our relationship to our higher power or God or whatever you want to think of it as. A path, which is, what am I doing now? And yet the one that really stood out for me was this essential quality of one's own nature. And that's where I realized that dharma was so directly related to meditation. Meditation is a pathway to relating to our own true nature. If we can just get through the obstacles of our conditioning. And you know how sometimes we'll say to ourselves, oh, I'm so stubborn, that's just how I am. And we'll label ourselves or indict ourselves with a way of being that has this sort of permanent quality to it that we think we're stuck with. So now I'm just this stubborn person, and I've always been stubborn, and I'm always going to be stubborn. What we don't realize is that stubbornness is just a conditioned response to some kind of reaction, to some kind of experience that we've had, that we've become stubborn somewhere along the line. It's not our nature, it's our conditioning. And when we meditate, we're getting to know the quality of our true nature. We have to work through the obstacles of our conditioning to do so. So we would have to see how stubborn our mind is, that it constantly wants to get distracted by thoughts, and being stubborn can actually be used to come back to the present moment, to the breath, and to learning what the true nature of life is. So stubborn can become this expansive way of identifying with ourselves, because we can use stubbornness to break the patterns of our conditioning. And so meditation becomes this useful way of finding out what's underneath all the conditioning. What is the nature of my true self? So as we look at the truth of our conditioning as a response to our environment or our emotions that we've habitually used over and over again to be able to tolerate something that seems intolerable, with meditation, we start to look at what's underneath it. What came before the situation that we reacted to? What came before the reaction? Who were we before we were stubborn or lazy or forgetful or judgmental? What is the true nature of who we are? And meditation is this act of observing all our conditioned responses and perhaps for a moment discovering that there's this essential nature underneath all of it that's very peaceful and open and even sort of a curious place of being and existence. And we can use our breath, for the most part, to relate to our nature, because it's something that we don't have to force, we don't have to control it, it just happens. It has its own natural rhythm and flow to it. So we can rely on the breath to bring us back to the true nature of ourselves. We can use sounds around us to tap into that nature by noticing the sound and then our reaction to the sound. So let's say you hear a car horn outside the window when you're trying to meditate and you flinch or your body goes tense for a moment. That tension and that sound can bring you back to the present nature of being quality. Or it can distract you and you can start thinking about that annoying car outside and what's wrong with the person who's honking their horn or their alarm's going off and, you know, why aren't they paying attention? So we can see that there's a chain reaction to the events that are occurring in this moment and how we are conditioned to respond to them. And we can pause somewhere in there. Meditation is a pause button that we hit to allow ourselves to observe everything that's happening and notice that moment that we have an urge to respond, react, and go into our conditioned part of our behavior. And we can breathe and pause and rest and wait and see what's underneath it. What happens to the nature of my being if I just let that honking horn go? It's already happened. It's done. It honked. So I don't need to stick with the reaction to something that's already passed. I can stay with the next breath and then the next breath and the next breath or the next sound or the next sensation in my body. So what's amazing about meditation is that we can tap into the nature of all of our senses to find what essential qualities of self are underneath all of our conditioned responses to the world around us. And one of our conditioned responses is thinking. We do a lot of thinking as a reaction to what's going on around us. We are constantly using our minds to decide what everything means. So we can use our breath for the most part to relate to our nature because it's something we don't have to force. And we can use the sounds around us to tap into that nature. We can use our bodies as we sit there on the cushion as a way to notice our nature versus our conditioning, just by seeing if, you know, do we round our backs after a little while, or does our chin float up towards the ceiling, or are we clenching our teeth after a few minutes or leaning to one side? You know, somewhere underneath all the thinking and the leaning and the emotions and the sensations is this essential, true nature. And it seems like that's worth looking for. So Dharma becomes the path to our true nature. Meditation and the Dharma becomes the way to find and explore what's our true nature. And by looking or observing through this meditation practice for this true nature, this Dharma self, what do we get to discover? And each time we sit down to meditate is going to be something new. So that's personally what I love about meditation, is that it's this constantly unfolding learning process. There's always an aha at the end of my meditation where I notice the conditioning of my mind. I might notice, oh my gosh, I spend so much time thinking about the future and planning and worrying about the future. And so I learned that day, and I don't have to say that's just how I am and be stuck with it. I can say, I really noticed that. And yet I can pause that reaction, that unconscious behavior and pattern and habit and way of being, and come back to the essence of my true nature that has nothing to do with worrying about the future and everything to do with this living, breathing, feeling, sensing entity that's right here, right now. And in that space, everything sort of opens up and all that stress falls away. And I realize how much energy is occupied by projecting into a future that hasn't even happened yet. And that if I'm not using that energy to be in the future, then it requires no energy for me to be right here, right now. It's a resting place. It's the pause button. So Dharma, our true nature, and Dharma, the path through meditation. So I thought that was a pretty amazing thing that one word jumped out of this gigantic book on meditation by Joseph Goldstein and became the food for thought for an entire meditation. So I want you to think about that today. Think about your nature versus your nurture today when you're on the cushion, when we're sitting and doing our guided meditation and during the time where I'm just letting you, you know, free fall and work on your own technical skills in meditation relating to your breath and labeling and things like that, is to really allow yourself to notice the difference between what's just natural about sitting there and what's your old habits and conditioning to wander away into the mind or the future, the past, whatever it is. So why don't you make yourselves comfortable? And sitting up is preferable. I don't mind if you have to lay down when you do your meditation, but you may be training yourself to take a nap rather than meditate. So sometimes when we're learning sitting meditation, it's better to be alert and awake. It's an awakened, aware, observing state of being. I like to have my back supported. Maybe I'm just getting old, but if you're sitting on the floor or on a cushion, try to elevate your hips higher than your knees. Sit on a couple of cushions and let your knees fold and be on the ground. So it helps your back be nice and long and straight and should be more comfortable for a bit of a sit. We'll sit for 15, 20 minutes together and you can sit as long as you like. Feel free to adjust your position during meditation if you're uncomfortable and change the cross of your legs, whatever. It's fine. No big rules around that. Your hands can rest gently on your legs or in your lap as long as you don't clasp your fingers, which agitates your nervous system, kind of winds up the brain. So we like to have one hand resting on top of the other is a better position than clasping your fingers or interlacing your fingers. You're going to take a deep breath through the nose and then blow out nice and slow through the mouth. Good. And again, inhale deeply through the nose and blow out nice and slow. And we'll do one more of these. You should notice yourself starting to feel like you're slowing down from the inside out, putting your brakes on inside. Blowing out nice and slow now. Letting yourself settle in to your seated position, whether you have something behind your back or not, really settling into the body. And now just let your breath go in and out of your nose. And feel the temperature of the air come in through your nostrils. The temperature, the quality, the speed, the depth. A lot of details in this breath. Plenty to focus on. And then notice your exhale for a few breaths. What's that temperature and quality like? It's kind of like focusing a microscope. You know, it takes a minute to tune in and really be able to see the minutiae of what you're looking at. So right now we're looking at the breath, the inhale and the exhale. And feeling all the qualities of it, noticing, and even naming it, because we need to give our mind something to do, otherwise it's got to be busy somewhere else. So we label that breath silently. We call it what it is. Inhale, exhale as you breathe. You name it or label it. And then you move that focus, that attention, your mind down into your feet. And you can truly become aware of every sensation in your feet. The weight, if they're touching something, if you have socks or shoes or are barefoot. All that happening by focusing on the feet and then the ankles and then up into the shins and calves. As you begin to scan the body for the weight and sensation and temperature and vibrational qualities of your own body, up into the knees and thighs, up into the hips and the belly and the back. And you can direct the body. Tell yourself to soften your belly from the inside out and see what happens. Or to lower your shoulder blades down your back and let your heart rise in your chest. To make a little space under your arms. To spread your collarbones and let your shoulders drop. And really connect with the sense of the skin of your hands and what they're touching. What's the temperature? And can you feel the vibrancy, the aliveness of the blood flowing through your fingertips? Then check in with your jaw. Notice if it's clenched, if your teeth are together, soften your jaw and let your teeth be parted. And your whole face will release the mask you are wearing. Your eyes roll down, either close them or just gaze softly at whatever's down in front of you. Doesn't matter. Soften your forehead and your ears and your scalp and your hair. Fully embodied awareness. And you can choose any time to come back to this awareness when the mind wanders off and gets lost in its conditioning, in its thinking patterns and reaction patterns. You can feel the body. You can label the breath. And really beginning to observe the difference between your nature, that which you don't control, and that conditioned response, which you unconsciously habitually do without thinking, but you do control it. So we're going to sit for a little while. I'll check back in with you and see how you're doing in a few minutes. Just breathing, labeling the breath when you get distracted by thoughts or checking into a body part by softening your jaw or feeling your hands. Seeking out that dharma, that part of your essential true nature. Notice where your attention has gone. And check in with your breath. Inhale. Exhale. Just label it. See how soft it is. It's almost imperceptible. It becomes so gentle, but it's in the background of our existence all the time. The breath, and then feel the weight of your body in the space that you're in, the temperature of your body, and you're back here in a moment. This is the way to come back to your essential nature, the Dharma. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And we're practicing the Dharma through meditation, how to be with our own true nature by just simply breathing and feeling the body. And returning from the distractions of our conditioned mind. Begin to deepen your breath now. And notice just what that breath does in terms of bringing you right back into the present again. And imagine for a moment that your breath starts at the base of your spine, and as you inhale, you can draw the breath up your back until it touches lightly on the roof of your mouth. And then exhale that breath all the way back down the front of your spine and let it return to the tailbone. Inhale up your back. And exhale down your front. And it sort of wraps the spinal cord, the nervous system, in this lovely breath, this peaceful breath that can keep you feeling that centered peace, that centered place of your nature. You've been listening to Om at Home, meditation for ordinary people on Laguna's only KX93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 if you'd like to know more about classes or coaching. And you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for even more information. So thank you for listening. And this is Lori wishing you peace along your way today.